Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in this address in Texas?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take the Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Debbie Gonzalez Ingoldsby. Go ahead.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's okay. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Cheryl Pastrano?
Don't know him.
Okay. Ruben Becerra?
Don't know them.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. Greg Kossar?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Beto O'Rourke?
Don't know who that is either.
Thank you so much, Liz. Okay. Do you know Erin Spinner?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. In the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate, to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Whoever the Democrat Party is.
On this side, it does not specify who is Democrat. So if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Either Roland Gutierrez. Thank you. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Spinner or Cheryl Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Erin Zingra.
Thank you. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Cheryl Pastrano, it is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and it is now a successful defense attorney. Cheryl is progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase minimum wage. Erin Spinner, in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping shrimp Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and founded the Energy and Climate Telcos to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would you vote for Erin Spinner or Cheryl Pastrano?
Probably Erin.
Thank you. Next, Rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues. Are you two in deciding who will you support in the Democratic primary election for a state representative? Use 1 to 5 a scale with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Restoring abortion rights. How important is that to you? Is 1 means not important and 5 means
5,
okay. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Thank you. Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
5.
Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Thank you. Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
5.
Thank you. Fight against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
I'm not sure. 3.
Okay. Thank you. Climate change and protecting the environment.
4.
Already, thank you. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Vouchers stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
3.
Thank you so much. Moving on. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortions to stop the loss of your unborn life, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas' women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures?
Yes, that one.
The second one, okay? Next, here are a few statements you may hear about the... I'm so sorry about that. Next, here are a few statements you may hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would you not, or will not make any difference to you. The candidate, yes, of course. Next, here are a few statements you may hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make a difference to you. So I will read to you some statements, and you will just tell me if that statement will make you definitely vote against that candidate,
okay,
probably vote against the candidate, or will not make any difference. The first statement, thank you. The first statement that I got is the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County.
I would not vote for them.
Definitely vote against that or probably
yes.
Vote. Okay. Thank you. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free of a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
Would not vote for him.
Definitely against vote. Okay, thank you. While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have to strong deep roots here.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Would that be probably vote against or will not make any difference?
It would not make a difference.
Okay. The candidate has been stated multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Probably would not vote for him.
Definitely vote against?
Yes.
Last one, as a lawyer, the candidate has a represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Oh my God. would not strongly against that.
Thank you. Lastly, some statements about the record of state representative Erin Thiener. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So again, I'll read to you some statements, and based on that statement, tell me what is your reaction to that statement. Again, it could be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. First statement I got is, as the only member of Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Thiener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Okay. Erin Thiener has record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local community tools to manage growth.
Very positive.
Thank you. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
Okay. Representative Thiener successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Erin Thiener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ rights.
Very positive.
Thank you. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdose, Erin passed a law to fund education about danger of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Erin Thiener has been in the front lines fighting against Texas Republican stream abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provided life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Thank you. We're almost done here. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for? If you had to choose today, would you vote for Erin Thiener or Shabo Pastrano?
Erin.
Now, just a few questions for classification purposes only. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Do you consider yourself of a Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. What was the last grade of a school you have completed?
2 years of college.
Thank you. Okay, so it was just some college, or you graduated from college?
Some college.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or 30 years or more?
11 to 20.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out and for all your patience on this survey.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.